It's time for Joe Wants to Know.
This is really cool, and we want to hear from you at 317-239-1009, because I feel like a lot of people are going to have a unique take on this, whether it's them or maybe their parents or grandparents.
Yeah, you can do your parents or grandparents if you're like me and tragically single.
Yeah, you got to share. It's okay. You'll be all right, though. It's all good. Okay, if you had to get married at the very first place you met your significant other, where would that be? A couple in Cincinnati got married at a Planet Fitness where they met, and they actually had people that worked there, like the staff. They had them do the ceremony and all that. They got, like, ordained. So that's pretty cool, but they said they met at a Planet Fitness. They'd always work out. Then afterwards, they kind of have, like, date night in the parking lot to start out just to get to know each other. So it's nice to go to the gym. You can see there's an actual sexual attraction to somebody. Like, they're not hiding anything. But do you got anything, though, like, actually where somebody was, the first time you met, you ended up hanging out there?
Well, you and your wife, I mean, you're the only one that has a wife or is married on the show. So
that is true. I did not meet my wife at Planet Fitness.
We're not a gym for Planet Fitness.
Boom, boom, boom. No, I met my wife, Lindsay, actually on Twitter.
So you'd have to get married at the Twitter headquarters?
I would. But, I mean, at least I'm verified. They'd have to verify her then, too.
Oh. My parents, they actually met in high school on a school bus during a field trip. So my mom was sitting by herself, and my dad, they're the same age, but they're a year apart in, like, grades.
Yeah.
So she was the older girl, and my dad walked up to her and saw she was sitting by herself and thought she was cute, and he was like, can I sit here? And so he made the move and sat by her on the way to the field trip, and that's how they became a thing.
Dang, I bet he held his hand later that day on the bus, too.
Yeah, so if they redid their vows, they'd have to get married on a school bus.
How would you feel about, like, if your parents would have met, like, on a bet, like, between, like, your mom was picked between two guys, like, they made a bet to get her?
Ooh, that would be weird.
That's what happened with my mom and my dad. They actually met in Michigan, where I'm from, at a racetrack for horses. And my dad worked in a stall, like, did a lot of stuff to get the horses ready. And my mom used to do some of that, too. She used to actually ride the horses, too, behind, like, the harness horse racing.
Yeah.
So my dad and this other guy, I don't know who he is, walk up to my mom after a race, and she was getting off the horse, and I guess they made a bet beforehand, like, I bet I can get her to go on a date with me. Maybe hook up, too. But
and
at least
your dad won?
My dad, I guess, kind of was a smooth charmer, and he got my mom. Yeah, they started dating and unofficially were a couple for, like, 20 years on and off.
Does your mom know this, or did your dad tell you this in secret?
No, my mom knows this. My dad, I didn't even know this about my dad till after, like later in life.
Oh, wow.
Like, my mom told me the story. I'm like, look at you. And I look back at photos of my mom. I'm like, dang, mom was pretty good looking. I could see that.
Holy crap.
Because you don't picture your parents as, like, hot stuff where, like, you're going to make a bet on them or something. What about you, Liv the Web Girl? You got any stories here, like, where you would actually go for your significant other?
We would have to go to a kind of dingy Mexican restaurant, but it has dope half-price margaritas. So there you go.
I'd be done with that. Some chips and salsa, too. That'd be fun.
Oh, yeah. And Jen on Twitter says that she would have to get married standing awkwardly outside of Half Price Books.
Alex loves Half Price Books. Do you know their jingle, Alex?
Half Price Books. Half Price Books.
317-239-1009. You can also tweet us, Joe and Alex Show. For Joe Wants to Know, if you had to get married at the very first place you met your significant other, where would that be? Hey, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, this is Nick.
Hey, what's up, man? Where'd you meet your significant other at? Like, where'd you get married?
It's not even open anymore, but it was there by the Colts complex called the Ugly Monkey, the bar.
Okay, the Ugly Monkey, all right.
I had to bring my brother and my cousin some khaki shorts. They couldn't get in because they had jean shorts. And then she happened to be there and started talking because I kind of knew her because she was my cousin's friend, but not really like that. So.
Yeah.
So we started talking. My cousin put her number in my phone my number in her phone. And we've been texting and been together ever since and got four kids and married for 7 years. So.
Dude, that's...
But her nickname, I call her Monkey, so...
Well, that's pretty cool. Hey, man, thank you for calling in this morning to the Joe and Alex Show.
I hope he doesn't call her Ugly Monkey.
Or Stinky Booty. That's what I call my wife. I call her Stinky Booty.
Shilly Boo on Twitter says that she would have to get married in the basement of the Sigma Chi fraternity at Iowa State University.
Ew, I bet it's sticky.
Yeah, that's a weird floor right there. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Ariel from Fishers.
What up?
Fishers.
Oh, Little Mermaid reference.
Under the sea, under the sea, everything's wet, sing this together. Okay.
She was half Fishers, right?
Okay, she's half fishy. So was it you or your parents, or where's the cool place where they met?
So my husband and I, if we were to get married where we met, like or renew our vows or whatever, we would get married. We're both nurses, and so we would get married on our unit where we used to work. He was my unit manager, and I just was like, he's cute. We're going to date. I don't care if he's my manager or whatever.
We have a lot of that going on at our work now, like, because sometimes you're not supposed to date coworkers and stuff.
But I'm sleeping with our boss. No, I'm kidding.
What are you?
Completely joking.
Plot twist.
Completely joking.
Thought twist.
For sure. 317-239-1009.